They says, Daddy, Mommy, we want to see snow. But actually, deep in our hearts, we are praying, Lord, please spare us from this cold weather. So we thank God for giving us this privilege. And church, we've been partners in the Lord's work for how many years now? And I thank God for you and your pastor and the whole church family. First time I came here is way back 1998. And I'm a single during that time and finishing my pastoral theology. And since then, you took us on for support. And what God is doing in the Philippines, remember, you have a part on it. Amen? And we are not the only one who's investing, but also Mission Point Church. You have a part in our ministry in the Philippines. And I thank God for my wife. She is there. Could you stand up? That's my wife, Shella, as in Shell Gasoline, Shella. And with our youngest daughter, she's special. Her name is Elsie. And then my eldest son, Edric, could you stand up, please? Amen. And then our second one, LLA. And then the third one, Jaden. And they will... So we try to motivate them and instruct them, just always keep on smiling. Because it's uncommon to them to see white faces, different faces. They're just used to see Filipino skin. So, like my youngest daughter. But now, little by little, they are already adjusted. Before, we have a hard time, but we thank God because we are now ready to travel until month of July. So pray for us. We'll be here until the first week of July. And now we want to present to you our video presentation. I think they will see first the work in the Philippines. So while we are preaching it, I'll say something so that you have some knowledge about the Philippine works. Okay? So please fasten your seatbelt. Philippines. We have 111.57 million Filipinos. We are the Ladrillo family. Ladrillo means bricks. We thank God. God gave us four kids. And all of us, we are excited to serve the Lord. God called us in San Narciso, Zambales. And that's the first church. We are just renting a mission house to help our services. We have soul winning ministry. That's our number one goal and purpose. And sports evangelism is very effective in our country. We have also Bible study so that they can grow to love the Lord, growing together and making disciples. Of course, baptism. We use different places, sea, inflatable, swimming pool, and we train also our people to serve the Lord. We have Bible Institute every Mondays and Tuesdays. Youth camp. We thank God for all our young people that wants to serve the Lord. FDS Ministry, we are the one who seminar or train, or we are the resource speaker. This is what we call family development session, and they are the beneficiaries of our government. Youth ministry, we have also campus ministry. That's my beautiful wife. We have also Christian school that we started 2005. Of course, we have feeding ministry. Filipinos love to eat, especially rice. We started churches since 2000, and now we are sending out and we have pastors. That's the first church. We call it Main Church. Another church in Barangay Alusiis. RJBC La Paz, another village church, because in our country, it's hard to go to the downtown to worship because it's not common to us to have a vehicle. So we are the one who bring the church to the people. That's the way we reach out our village people. So we are now reaching Kabangan, San Felipe, San Narciso, San Antonio, and San Marcelino. So the first church of Rivers of Joy Baptist Church was started in the town called San Narciso. And Zambales, province of Zambales, has more than 600,000 populations. So our goal by the year 2030, by the grace of God, we can reach 100 churches. So please do pray for us. Now, we are praying to build church building from these villages. And we are praying for three village churches for $60,000, including our piece of land and also church building. And because of pandemic, we lost some support because there are churches that are struggling. So we are praying for additional 500 support for our ministry and family. So I call this Golden Opportunity Project. If you don't have $60,000 or $1,000, you can be part of this Golden Opportunity Project just for $50 a month. So once again, church, thank you so much. We are forever grateful. God bless you. Amen. But it's a privilege to serve the Lord. And once again, Pastor, thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity to come and update you about the Lord's work in the Philippines. And from the bottom of our hearts, we just want to say thank you. So tonight, I will not keep you long. Like what I heard to Elizabeth Taylor, she said to her seven husband, "I will not keep you long." So I will not keep you long. They says that if you will preach quick, you will be invited again. So that's the goal tonight. And please bear with me. My English is just good for 10 minutes. So if I run out of English, I hope you understand. So me and my wife, we've been married now for more than 24 years. So this coming October, we will celebrate our silver wedding anniversary. Amen? So I gave already my wife three rings. The first one is a wedding ring, right? Engagement ring. Thank you. I'm not good. Happy Hearts Day, dear. Engagement ring. After engagement ring, I gave her wedding ring. And after, for a few years, I get already suffering. Amen. Somebody asked us, what's the secret on our marriage life? Well, me and my wife, early in our marriage life, we agreed together that all the major decisions will be mine, preacher. And all the minor decisions will be her. We thank God until now we don't have yet major decisions. Amen? Okay, so may I ask everybody, please stand up as we give reverence to the Word of God. And I'll just read one verse tonight in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Okay? One of my favorite verse in the Bible. The Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the title or the topic of our message tonight, God can do amazing things. Have faith in him. I'll repeat that. God can do amazing things. Have faith in him. Can we say that all together? Ready, begin. God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this freedom. Thank you because the Spirit can work in our midst. So Lord, we need your touch. We need revival. May your presence and power will be upon us. And Lord, cover me with your precious blood. I pray, Lord, that this message will be a blessing, an encouragement, a challenge to each and every one of us. We pray, Lord, that you will speak in our hearts in a special way. So once again, we commit everything to you, for we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Please be seated. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we call it the Hall of Faith, right? Chapter 11. And you know, the word faith, it was mentioned 24 times in the book of Hebrews. And I'm just curious, what's the meaning of number 24? You know, the meaning of number 24 means balance and hard work. And the meaning of number 24, I just studied it. It says, it talks about the 12 tribes. The 12 tribes, can you hear me? Okay. The 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. So it talks about, it emphasizes about the importance of faith. Do you think it's just an accident? No, I do believe the Word of God is powerful, is alive, quick. So tonight, we will see how important it is for us to live by faith, not by sight. Amen? Remember, we got saved because of faith. Amen? For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen? Not by good works, not by what we are doing, but by putting our faith in Jesus alone and nothing else. I remember when my mom got saved, late part of 1970s. Since then, she brought us in the church. And a Sunday school teacher led me to the Lord. Her name is Linda Flores. And she asked me, she says, Ronnie, if you will die today, do you know for sure that you will go to heaven? I said, no. And then she said, do you know that the wages of sin is death and our sins will be punished in hell? So since I encountered that question, you know what happened? It's stuck in my mind. And I can't accept that this body, that this person, that this spirit will spend my life in hell for eternity. And God used that so that in June 10, 1986, I received Him as my own personal Savior. You know, both of my parents, they came from a devoted Catholic family. No relatives that are Christians. We are the first one who are Christians in our family. And then the last one who got saved in our family is my father, preacher. We prayed for him for 18 years. Church, my brethren in Christ, for 18 years. But our faith, me and my mother and my siblings, that we need to keep on serving the Lord. We need to keep on praying. We do believe that my father will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, after 18 years, my father got saved. Amen? And when my father got saved, he helped us in our first church that we started in the Philippines in San Narciso, Zambales. Since then, he became faithful and very supportive in the Lord's work until he passed away. So his legacy, after he got saved, he became faithful. You know, God answered our prayers because God is always pleased when we have faith in Him. So I want you to
remember, we need to understand the importance of faith tonight. That's why God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. Amen? So, we'll have an acronym or acrostic word, the word faith. So, the first letter is the letter F. F stands for fear not. Can you say that with me? Fear not. What's the first message of the angels in the Bible? Fear not. If you will get out of the boat like Peter. They are 12, right? So, when Peter get out of the boat, he exercised his faith. So, fear not. Okay? How about the 11 disciples? Well, I think they got two reasons. First, they are afraid. Right? Of course, if you are in the boat, why you need to walk on the water? Right? So, the 11 stayed on that boat because they are afraid. And then the second one, why they stayed on that boat? Because they got their own boat. Amen? But Peter went on to the water, and as long as his focus is on Jesus, what happened to him? He stayed on the water. So when we exercise faith, when we have faith, it means fear nothing. We need to have faith, what we call fearless faith. Do you believe that God still works in a special way? Amen? We serve a God of impossibilities. Amen? Amen? We serve a God that God can do everything. You know, we live in a troubled world. But the Bible says in John chapter 16, the Bible says, in this world, you shall have tribulation. But in me, you might have peace. But the Bible says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Church, the challenge this year is fear not. Fear nothing. We need to have what we call fearless faith in the Lord. Why? Because God can do something. God can do amazing things. Just have faith in Him. Amen? And then number two, what's the next letter? A. A stands for always believing. Amen? Always believing. Why? Faith is always believing. Because the Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Do you believe that God can do amazing things? Amen. Do you believe that God can save your unsaved loved ones? Do you believe that God can answer your prayers? You know the best answer God can give us? Yes, no, or wait. That's still the best answer. But what we need to have is always believing. When we choose to obey and follow God's way, we are not a failure. Maybe the world tells us that that's a big mistake. That's a big failure. I remember when I got saved, and then God is calling me preacher in full-time service, 1993. And during that time when I surrendered in full-time service, it so happened that my sister got sick. So I need to choose, because the family expecting me that I will be the breadwinner. I'm the second one. So now my parents are expecting me, I'll be the breadwinner. And then I says, Lord, I want to follow you, but how about the needs of my family? You know, the message is very clear. Don't worry, I will take care of them. Amen? Maybe I can help them, but my help is very limited. But God's resources is unlimited. What we need to do is always believe. Amen? Mission Point Church. Remember, God is not done yet. I do believe this year, God will do amazing things. Just have faith in Him. Always believe. Because if you follow God's step, if you follow what God wants you to do, God will always supply the needs. Amen? Always believe. So when I surrendered my life in full-time service and start my first year in the Bible college, it's not easy. Nobody promised me that they will help me about my schooling. And then I just have two barongs, that's our national dress. And then I just have two socks. Imagine that. The difficult and hard situation. But because I believe that this is the will of God, I know God will provide everything for me. Amen? And I was able to finish my Bible college, and I don't regret that I gave my life to Him. I remember a missionary says, if I have 1,000 lives to live, I'll give them all to Jesus. Why? Because that missionary, he has the spirit that God do the impossible things. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Can I encourage you tonight, my brethren in Christ? Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Have faith in God. Get out of the boat and step out in faith. Amen? So not only fear nothing, fear not. Always believe. I stands for important. You know, faith is very important to us as Christian. God will not do something or amazing thing unless you value the importance of faith. Amen? Why the Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You know, 2021, our church was burned down, preacher. I don't know if you are aware of that about our prayer letter. Before our church was burned down, souls are getting saved. That's during pandemic, 2021. And we have visitors and people followed in water baptism. And then we were able to help in any way in our community during pandemic. And then May 9, 2021, our church was burned down. So we lost everything. The auditorium is just, we just repaint it. And then we have new roofs, we have new sound system, flat screen. We have new things in our church, and then the church was burned down. And then we lost also our documents and our passports that has a visa. So there is really pain in my heart. And I said, Lord, what do you want us to do? But the message is clear. He says, Ronnie, I'm not impressed by your accomplishment. I'm not impressed if you have a big money. The church are very generous. They are giving. I'm impressed if you will walk by faith. I remember there's a story that there's a stranger from other country who went to your country. And he saw everything. And this man asked him, what you can say about America? Well, I'm impressed. I'm impressed they can do everything without God. Remember, God is not impressed without Him. The song says, without Him, I would be nothing. Without Him, I surely fail. Without Him, life would be hopeless. That's why God tonight is looking for a heart that is full of faith, not full of worrying. God is looking for His children that will walk by faith because God can do amazing things. Where now? F stands for? Fear not. Say to your neighbor, fear not.
Fear not.
Fear not. Number two, always, always believe. I, important. Faith is very important. And T stands for trust completely. Amen? Trust completely. At the age of 70, so 75, when God called Abraham to get out of his country, do you think that age is already a stage where you are already convenient, comfortable, ready to retire? But God says, get out of that country. He's already old. But why Abraham followed God? Because Abraham trusts God completely. And then finally, God answered him during their old age. They got Isaac. And when Isaac is growing up, God said to Abraham, Abraham, offer your son. What will you do? But Abraham followed the command of God. Then little by little, they went to the mountain to offer his son. Why Abraham was able to offer Isaac? He trusts God completely. You know, when my wife was pregnant on his 40s, on her 40s, 2018, Elsie was born. And the doctor says, sir, come here. There's a problem on your baby. I said, what's the problem, sir? I think your baby has a Down syndrome baby. He's a Down syndrome baby. And I said, why? Look at her feet, her eyes. On that day, my question is this, Lord, I gave my life at my very young age to serve you. Why these things? Why? And my wife, she's crying every day. What's the problem? But you know, little by little, we got the message. The message of the Lord is, children, have faith. Everything is under control. Amen? Maybe we don't have the exact reason. We don't have the exact understanding. But I know God will not do something to hurt us. You remember Job? He lost his kids. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost his wife. Because his wife says, curse God and die. But Job said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. So Job trusts God completely. Abraham trusts God completely. And you know what's going on in our lives? Maybe we can understand all. But God has a purpose. And his purpose is for our own good. Because the Bible says, peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Peace that I give unto you. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. So church, God can do amazing things. Have faith in him. Amen? And then H stands for honor. It means God will be honored as long as we exercise our faith. And when we honor God, the Bible says, those who honor me, I will honor them. And you know, the word honor is like honorarium. So it means God will always reward those people that walk by faith. Amen? If it's your faith to keep on serving the Lord and win souls and follow and fulfill God's great commission, remember, God will always be honored because God has the heart, looking for our heart if we are walking by faith. You know, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are here. The first purpose is to give God the glory. The second one, we want to encourage you and be a blessing that working together in the Lord's work is not in vain. Amen? You know, one day, up in heaven, you will see many brown-skinned Filipinos, and they will hug you and they will kiss you, and they will say to you, brothers, sisters, thank you for giving to the Lord. Why? Because we exercise our faith. Amen? Remember, Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. So if you are in a battleground, the Bible says we need to put on the whole armor of God, and faith is very important. Amen? And now, we are praying to build 3 churches for $60,000. Where we can get that money? God will provide. That's our faith. Amen? But do you believe whatever you do, you give, God will return it 100-fold to you? Do you believe that? Amen? If you believe that, it means you are exercising your faith. Remember, we cannot outgive God. Amen? And according to study preacher, 50 to 70% that churches that was started from different places, they remain faithful. So when they remain faithful, it means they will be a witnesses. They will be the one who will share the gospel. And that's the way the gospel will continue and will spread, and people will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. And church, let us walk by faith. Get out of the boat and step in faith, because God can do amazing things when we have faith in Him. Amen? And you know, my pastor got to know the Lord Jesus Christ preacher through the American missionary. You see that? You see that? You are the first country who sent missionaries in our country. And then, you sent also your military in our country because you gave us freedom from the Spaniard and from the Japanese. Amen? So missionaries, military. And then the third M, you send your McDonald's in our country. That's why we know fast food. We know McDonald's. Amen? So church, I encourage you tonight. God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. Fear nothing. Always believe. Amen? Faith is important. Trust completely. And then honor. God will be honored as long as we exercise our faith. Will you be part of these village churches that are praying hard and waiting that God will answer their prayers just for $60,000. If you see on our video, there is what we call Golden Opportunity Project. It means we are looking for 100 or 200 individual Christians who can sponsor at least $50 a month. If you can give $60,000 or $1,000 or less than that, just $50 a month for that golden opportunity. In 2 to 3 years, we can see those three churches, three buildings that will be built for the year 2 to 3 years. So church, thank you so much once again. I hope and I pray that we as Christians will remember God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. Amen? So thank you so much and may God bless you.